Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love reading memoirs and autobiographies, and a while back, I read the 1991 autobiography, Will This Do? The First 50 Years of Auberon Waugh. Auberon Waugh was a prolific journalist and novelist, and he was also the oldest son of the acclaimed novelist Evelyn Waugh, best known for his novels Brideshead Revisited and the trilogy Sword of Honor. Evelyn Waugh was also a very difficult person. Of his father, Auberon Waugh writes that his chief defect was his greed, and he writes about an incident, one involving bananas, that took place just after the end of World War II. Here's a clip from a British newsreel announcing a new initiative related to bananas.
The first cargo of bananas that has arrived at this port since the war. We hope it's the prelude of many more to come, and that the prosperity and development of our trade will continue for many long years to be.
Will you accept a tent of bananas, please?
Would you like one?
Yes, please.
That's splendid. Splendid.
A committee of banana tasters make a dockside test.
Isn't it lovely?
They're of the finest quality, and they're very nice too.
This first shipment of 5 million goes to children under 18 living in southwest England. For the not-so-lucky parts of the country, there's news that other boats are on the way. It won't be long now before we can all say, have a banana.
Here's what Auberon Waugh writes about that shipment in 1946. On one occasion, just after the war, the first consignment of bananas reached Britain. Neither I, my sister Teresa, nor my sister Margaret had ever eaten a banana throughout the war when they were unprocurable, but we had heard all about them as the most delicious taste in the world. When this consignment arrived, the socialist government decided that every child in the country should be allowed one banana. An army of civil servants issued a library of special banana coupons, and the great day arrived when my mother came home with 3 bananas. All 3 were put on my father's plate, and before the anguished eyes of his children, he poured on cream, which was almost unprocurable, and sugar, which was heavily rationed, and ate all 3. A child's sense of justice may be defective in many respects, and egocentric at the best of times, but it is no less intense for either. By any standards, he had done wrong. It would be absurd to say that I never forgave him, but he was permanently marked down in my estimation from that moment. When I read the memoir, that story struck me with great force, and it turns out it struck others too. I've learned that this anecdote is actually quite well known. What's so memorable about it? Everything written by and about the writerly Waugh family. Why is this so often mentioned? I think it's the brazenness of it, the shameless lack of consideration for others, of a father using his power to take something precious away from his children, who are clearly intended to receive it. And there's something so concrete about the banana. And it also shows that sometimes, while we might think that someone perhaps overreacted to someone's single action, it may be true that sometimes a single action seems to sum up an entire body of wrongs. Taking those bananas doesn't seem like a kind of grabbiness that Waugh's father did just one time. And whatever moral lesson this story illustrates, It greatly has added to my appreciation for bananas. I try not to take them for granted. In the show notes, I'll post a link to Auberon Waugh's autobiography, Will This Do? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.